Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGPNPROP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best NBA bettor in the US? Odds Crowd is challenging you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. There's $3,000 up for grabs in their season-long contest and $200 every week in their weekly contest. Just head over to oddscrowd.com to sign up now. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. And taking the shot to Brown down field. He missed the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley. Wilson, as he throws deep downfield. And welcome, everyone, to the first NBA edition of the PropCast Player Props edition for the NBA season. NBA season kicks off tomorrow night, or tips off tomorrow night, I should say. Two great games on TNT doubleheader, the defending champions taking on the Brooklyn Nets. And then we have the Golden State Warriors taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. So we have player props for those two games. Currently 6:23 Central Time, 4:30 almost on the West Coast. And joining me this evening to go through the player props, I promised the people that he was going to be a frequent contributor to the PropCast on the NBA edition. It's my man on the West Coast, Jong Lee, the master. Jong, how you doing this evening, my man?
Hey, Munaf, thanks for having me back, man. Appreciate it.
100%, man. You've been killing it with the props last season in the NBA. I'm sure you're doing well with NFL prop betting and overall betting, but tennis, UFC, I see you killing it everywhere, so I'm glad to be working with you for this NBA season. I feel like I'm going to be learning more from you about prop betting than anything else, but I'm excited, man. Are you ready for the NBA season? It's already here, bro.
Oh, dude, it feels like a long time, but it really wasn't, right? You know, yeah. We just had that, you know, last, you know, finals game, what, back in, what, July?
Yeah.
And really, it's only been three months, you know what I mean? Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had the shortened off season. You know, they started the season a little later last year, and it kind of spilled into the end of July. But, you know, we were talking about this on the NBA gambling podcast, and then also talked about it with Dan, is that it's just crazy that the NBA season's already here. But I'm excited, man. I know we're going to crush it again this season, between myself, between you, Terrell, you know, Ryan McKee will be dropping in and out. I know he's a busy man, but we have the whole crew back again for the NBA season. So plan for tonight's show is we're going to keep it simple. A very new segment I want to introduce, not gambling related, but when we get to that at the end, it's a very specialty about Jong, and I love this. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. So yeah, like I said, plan for today's show. We'll go through the player props for the two games on Tuesday night, between the two games that I mentioned at the top of the show. Me and Jong will give you three player props each, and we will hopefully start the season on a winning note. So with that being said, let's just dive right into these player props, Jong. Let me start with you, man. Give me your first player prop for the games tomorrow night.
All right. So let me start with my boy, Drew Holiday.
Okay. UCLA representing, huh?
Representing. You know, I'm a UCLA guy. This is my Bruin. I love Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday, I'm seeing over 6.5 assists. At okay. -134 odds.
Okay.
I think this line is really low. Mm-hmm. I Holiday towards the end of last year's regular season mm-hmm. and into the postseason, he kind of took on more of that facilitating role.
Yeah.
It's going to be the second year with this team, right? He's going to be more comfortable in the system and the role he's playing. But really, back to the point about the over 6.5 assists, I really love it because, mm-hmm. Going back into he's hit on this number 15 out of the 16 games dating back to last year, right? Last season. In the entire playoff run last postseason.
Say that again for the people, what you just said.
15 out of 16 games dating back to last year, right?
Yeah.
So the entire playoff title run last postseason, he hit on this number 19 out of 23 times. Wow. 19 out of 23 times. So this number over 6.5 assists is mm-hmm. low in my eyes.
Yeah.
It probably should be 7.5.
Okay.
I think this is a number that I do need to target. I've already targeted it. And it's just a matter of if I want to double down some more. I'm kind of curious to see if it goes up to that 7.5 assists. Maybe not. But that over 6.5 assists, based on the reasoning I gave you,
yeah,
is one of the first props I love for tomorrow.
So let me ask you: did you already lock this in yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Over 6.5.
So I'm assuming the line is going to move because Jong put that bet in. He's going to move. he's moving the lines here, guys. That's what's going to happen. So I like everything you said, Jong. I think that I've been looking at all these props, and they all seem a little low to me, like you said, especially with the 6.5 numbers. And I'll get to my first prop here, and I'll get to that in a second. But I was looking at all of these props for opening night, and even throughout as we get to Wednesday, that's going to have a whole bunch of games. I think we probably need to make our biggest bets of the year on these early games because the numbers are going to be really loose. They're going to start tightening up a little bit as we get as the books get more numbers and samples under their belts. So I think that I might be going maybe two units on some of these props early on. That's just for me because I'm willing to lay that juice because the numbers are so loose. And like you said, for him to have over 6.5 assists and 15 out of the last 16 regular season games, you said, and then 19 of 23 overall in the playoffs. So I think that, I think that we kind of need to attack these markets. So I love that. Drew Holiday, the facilitator, you pretty much have the same roster back. I mean, there's a slight tweak in the roster for the Bucks. But your main core is back, right? With Drew Holiday, Giannis, Chris Middleton. They picked up Grayson Allen, who's a great spot-up shooter. You also have Brooke Lopez. So I think that those assists will be there for Drew Holiday. And then with the number and the total being so high, you're going to see a lot of stats being filled up in the stat sheets. Go ahead.
Just real quick. I mean, with Giannis getting his title underneath him, he has that one title already.
Yeah.
Does he really need to go all out to get that first title again? No, he already has that title, right?
Yeah.
So Giannis can play the long game now, right? Moving mm-hmm. forward, he can play the long game.
Yeah.
Whether that's some form of load management or not, yeah. Drew Holiday can come there. He's a dog. I love Drew.
Yeah. 100%.
He's a dog. He can score for you if needed, but more little tweaks, like you said, adding a couple players in the offseason.
Yeah.
Gives Drew, who's going to be more comfortable second year with the team. This number seems a little too low.
Also, to add to the fact, and I'll get to mine here, and I think it kind of ties together, and I'm going with Giannis points and rebounds over 41.5. And this number seems really conservative to me. And Last season, in three regular season games, Giannis averaged close to 40 points and 11 rebounds per game against the Brooklyn Nets, and that's just in the regular season. He also went over the stat projection of 41.5 in 6 out of 7 playoff games last season in the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Nets. In the three regular season games, points and rebounds combined, he had 48, 51, 46 points and rebounds for the Bucks. This number is underpriced to me, and I don't think the Nets did anything significant on the roster to get a guy that can stop Giannis. They had trouble with him last year in the regular season. They had trouble with him during the playoffs. I think this number is a little underpriced for me. I think that it should be close to 45.5, something in that range, because Giannis is a guy that can get into double figures rebounding easily, and he's going to be the main focal point scoring points for the Milwaukee Bucks, especially for the Milwaukee Bucks, especially that the Nets don't really have that rim protection. They don't have that guy that can block shots against a guy like Giannis. So I'm taking over 41.5 points and rebounds for Giannis.
Man, yeah, that these numbers are low.
Yeah.
And we'll get to, you know, my two other props too. These numbers, depending, you know, how you see one of my props though, they're low. And like you said, is this going to be a prop you hammer, like double down on 2 units? What do you say?
Yeah, I think this is my, we'll get to best bets, but I think kind of alluding to this one, I really love this, man. I was talking to Scott earlier today also when we did the opening night handicapping of the two games. And the first thing that he said to me offline was that Giannis number at points is going to, it's a little low at 29.5. And let's keep in mind also, John, that Bobby Portis, Semi Ojeleye, and I believe Dante DiVincenzo, all three of those guys are going to miss this game. So you might have to take a look at the starters playing extensive minutes here tomorrow night in game one against the Brooklyn Nets. So you might see the starters play anywhere from 35, 38 minutes, just because that roster is really thin right now until they get some of these guys back from injury. Let's go to your next one, Jong. What do you got? Player prop number two.
I'm actually going to stay in that same game.
Okay.
But I'm going to go on the opposite side. I'm going to go James Harden.
Okay.
Now, James Harden assist prop that I did see this morning was over 8.5 assists, right? Yeah. That's the number I saw. Now, DraftKings still has that number, but it's juiced. It's juiced to like -170, right?
Okay.
It was over 8.5, -1 at -125 odds. But we'll get to the odds here in a sec, but let's talk about the number itself and if we need to kind of make an alternate line and go up another, you know, assist here to 9.5. But let's start with that over 8.5 assist. This is kind of confusing for me, right? It's very conservative in the sense that James Harden is going to see an increase in ball handling duties. Am I wrong?
Yeah. You're 100% correct. Yeah. Especially without Kyrie, right?
Yeah. Especially with Kyrie out. And for a guy, and I'm talking about Harden.
Yeah.
Who's one or two of the favorites to lead the league in assist. The other being Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see Russell Westbrook, you know, at plus, you know, 100 odds, and then Harden at plus 150 odds. Mm-hmm. So the books know that he's going to be, you know, competing for most assists in the league.
Yeah.
And this assist is too low. And this is going to be a competitive matchup. I don't see a blowout per se, right?
Right.
How is this only over 8.5 assists? There was a stretch last year from his first game in Brooklyn to the All-Star break. He had like 344 assists, right?
Wow.
In a 30-game span. Mm-hmm. That's almost 11.5 assists, which doesn't kind of tell you about certain nights where he had 15 and 16 assists, right?
Yeah.
This over 8.5 assists is conservative, but really gets to the point of, you know, it did open at -125. Now it's at -170 in certain books.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to kind of figure out is we probably need to shop around. Personally, I'm waiting for my local book to kind of list a prop. They have not yet.
Yeah.
But I would think I'm probably going to have to play this prop to over 9.5.
Okay.
And that won't give you plus money, right? From, you know, over 8.5, -170, but it might get you in that range of -150, right? -149. So I'm looking at this over 8.5 assists. I'll probably maybe look for an over 9.5 assists, maybe an alternate line.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, right? I mean, you hate paying the juice, but you pay the juice and get the juice back when it cashes, right? And that's kind of
I think Boston Capper says it the best, is that you're only paying the juice when it loses, right? And I think that, you know, I agree with everything that you just said, especially when I saw this morning. I think it was like 8.5 at -150. You just said it's up to -170. So the numbers are coming down on it. I think this is an important time to kind of tell people that, you know, and our listeners that you got to shop around for these numbers. And, you know, one book might have it at -170, like a DraftKings, where you're paying a premium on it, maybe, possibly. But if it's going to win, you don't have to worry about that, right? And I think that if you're able to shop around, maybe get this up to 9.5, I think that you'll be paying a less amount of juice. Maybe that's minus, or in the -140 range. Now it's all the way up to -195 on DraftKings. This is crazy. So, so that number is going to move definitely tomorrow morning, but probably to 9.5. So I think that by the time the listeners get to this, you'll see a 9.5 number for Harden. But I think he can easily get 11 in this game, John. I think that, again, this is a game that has a big total of 237.5. I think we'll see a lot of pace in the first half. James Harden is a guy that likes to get his teammates involved early. So you might see guys like Joe Harris, Kevin Durant, Paul Millsap, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge. These guys may be getting easy baskets by the penetration that James Harden can get going towards the rim. And I think that's something that he's really great at. And finding those guys that are open is just the ability for those guys to knock down shots for him to get those assists. But yeah, I agree with you, James Harden. Let's just say that the number is going to be at 9.5, because I don't think we want to give out a close to -200 prop on 8.5. But I think if you're comfortable at 9.5, I'm for sure comfortable with that 9.5. I can easily see him getting 11 or 12 assists. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking 11 assists in that ballpark, in that range.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking over 9.5 at I'll probably say that -150.
Yeah, -150, maybe 140. It just depends on, you know, how the books are kind of going to price, how much every half of an assist it's worth towards the line. So I think that's something you and I will monitor once this line moves over to 9.5. Let's take a quick break here, John. We'll listen to our sponsors and then we'll come right back and I'll get into my second player prop for tomorrow night. We're brought to you by WynnBET. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, and college football, and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download, bet, win. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com to start winning. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. The MLB playoffs are in full swing and PropSwap is your home for the best World Series futures. All season long, PropSwappers have been finding the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Use a promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time, so your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money, it just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming off of the break, let me get to my second player prop here. And that's going to be one of your UCLA guys, but I'm taking the under on this one. I'm going Russell Westbrook under 20.5 points for tomorrow night. This one is a little juiced at -135, but I think Westbrook's points per game are going to take a hit now being on this Lakers team, right? You have LeBron and AD that are going to be number one and number two. We're going to see the bulk of this offense here. And now Westbrook is more than likely the third option on this Lakers roster. He played some significant minutes in the final three preseason games for the Lakers and had plenty of field goal attempts. The shots, and I saw some of these games, the shots were not falling from mid-range. He only finished in double figures just once in those three games where he had more than 10 attempts. So for him to get 21 points on opening night, I know it's preseason. Our people are just kind of going through the motions of getting up and down the court in preseason. But I think that there's going to be a significant adjustment for guys like LeBron and AD and Carmelo, guys that are coming in, especially a guy like Westbrook, where he needs the ball in his hands to be kind of effective. So I think that at least for game one, I don't foresee Russell Westbrook getting 21 points. He could probably finish in that 15 point range, but I think that, you know, Russell Westbrook assists should still be up there this season when you're playing along guys like Anthony Davis and LeBron. So my second player prop, I'm going Russell Westbrook under 20.5 points.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely fair. Just a quick caveat with Russell Westbrook. I think in the future we probably need to monitor his rebound props as well moving forward, because, you know, with the Wizards, you know, he was playing down low, right?
Yeah.
Getting some of those easy rebounds. But mm-hmm. I digress, right? You know, yeah. I don't think, you know, in terms of rebound. However, you know, this you know, points prop you're talking about, yeah, he's at best second, but probably third option, right, on this team.
I would probably say third option for sure, especially when you're coming into LA and, you know, your two best players are two top five players in LeBron and AD. I think the offense is definitely going to go through them. And I think we've seen LeBron a lot of times that does the ball handling duties and, you know, asking for the ball or getting the guys in the right spot. So I think that as far as assists, you know, I see that his assists might go down. I think the scoring is going to be down for Russell Westbrook. But I think at this point of his career, I don't think he cares about the stat padding anymore, right?
Yeah, that I'm kind of curious on that, right? I still think there's that dog in him that does care.
Yeah.
However, in terms of this game, who's he going to guard, right? Who's he going to guard? They're going to play quick tempo, right?
Yeah.
And does he have that energy to put on defense and then, you know, transition to the offense? Does he have that? You know, I don't think he's going to score, you know, that much, right? You know, this season. I think overall stat wise, and we were talking about his rebound, I think it's going to drop. And so, yeah, over 20, you know, under 20 and a half points. Yeah.
Yeah. 20 and a half.
Yeah. I think this is a fair assessment. A fair prop, you know. Yeah, absolutely. This is certainly going to be something, you know. This is a prop, not just a prop that you know I was looking at, but you know, over the first, you know, 10 games, I want to see how he does. You know what I mean? How is he going to perform on the points, rebound, and assist scale? I think they're going to go down.
Yeah, 100%.
So I'm in agreement with you on his points. Yeah, his points for the first game. Yeah, especially against. Is he going to guard Steph? Yeah, he's going to. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who's guarding out there, especially, you know, with the dynamic, I think, backcourt of Steph Curry. I think Jordan Poole is coming along also for the Golden State Warriors. So something definitely to keep an eye on that we will be looking at in the game between the Warriors and the Lakers. John, let's get to your third player prop here. What do you got for us?
I'm actually sticking with the same team.
Okay.
I'm actually going with LeBron James. And okay. I'm actually going with under 24.5 points as well. Or so I'm taking the under, just like you're taking the under on Russell Westbrook. Under 24.5 points, minus 115 odds, right? Mm-hmm. So we were talking about this, right? You know, second option probably, right? Man, in this offense, who's he going to draw tomorrow? Andrew Wiggins probably?
Andrew Wiggins? Probably either him or Draymond, I think, maybe. Probably be Wiggins or I think Draymond guarding. Well, it'll be interesting on who they start at center for the Warriors, because I think just because Draymond's undersized, I think that he still does a pretty good job on the on big man. So you might even see Draymond matched up on Anthony Davis, meaning that then Andrew Wiggins is going to be matched up with LeBron.
And to that point, Andrew Wiggins is better than an average defender. I like Andrew Wiggins as a defender.
Okay.
Here's the thing, right? LeBron, he's played, you know, that 5-6 games versus the Warriors as a Laker, right? Mm-hmm. And he's gone under in all five games. he's gone under in the last two season openers. Now, you recall Lakers played the Clippers like the last two season openers, if you recall, and under on that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. I'm really playing the angle of, you know, LeBron has to play the long game here, right? Man is 36 years old, right? He sees Brady in the NFL playing at 44. This is a full season, you know, or this is not that contracted season.
Yeah.
Under 24 and a half, that 24 and a half seems a little too high for me. Think about all the options, right, on this team, right? You think Carmelo's gonna, you know, when he comes in, you think Carmelo's in that lineup for defense? Hell no, right?
Nope.
Carmelo's there for points, right?
Yeah.
So if LeBron and Carmelo are playing, Carmelo's not there for defense. You're trying to rely on Carmelo for some three pointers. So my point in all that is this, right? LeBron is probably a second option on this team in offense.
Yeah.
And depending on the situation, he could be a third option as well, right? Depending on the lineup. And so he's going to draw Andrew Wiggins. Like I said, he's, you know, the trend in the past has been, you know, he's gone under on this number every time he's played against the Warriors as a Laker.
Okay.
You know, in the last two season openers, he's been under it. So this kind of trends me towards, you know, LeBron James under 24 and a half points. Let's effing go.
I like it, man. You know, especially when you're backing it up with the stats that you have, especially how he's done with or against the Warriors over the course of his career as a Laker and then opening night also. I think this game is going to be a lot slower paced than we're thinking, because I think the Lakers are more of a half court team. And I think that we're not going to see a lot of possessions, especially when you have guys that are still getting to work together as far as building that chemistry between Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. You know, you have Carmelo Anthony coming back, who's probably going to be in that second unit, but I think it's going to take time for, you know, when you have a dynamic player like Westbrook coming in, it's going to take some adjustment period. So I think that, you know, this might be a game where LeBron has maybe, you know, 20 points, but he fills it up with, you know, rebounds and assists. That's how he's effective in this game. So I'm expecting this game to be a very low scoring game also. So I'm kind of leaning towards the under 228 in this game also. But yeah, I like where you're going with the LeBron James angle here on, as far as his point stat. For my last one, I'm going to stay in the same game. This guy I mentioned earlier, which was Jordan Poole. I'm going to Jordan Poole over 18 and a half points at even money. You might have to shop around for this one. I don't see currently lifted on DraftKings, but I do on some other well-known sites. So definitely shop around for this one. Jordan Poole over 18 and a half points. Listen, Clay is not going to be on this roster or starting to play for the Warriors until about New Year's. Well, that's what I'm reading. And I am really, really high on Jordan Poole coming into the season as being that guy next to Steph Curry to provide that scoring power on the offensive end. And I think that if we kind of take a look at what he did at the tail end of the year last year, he came along very, very nicely for this Warriors team. In this preseason, he's absolutely been on fire. He's averaging 25 points per game. He shot 43.8% from the three-point line. I think that he's going to come out and have a great game. And I think that, you know, Jordan Poole is going to be a guy that we probably need to keep our eye on. That might be a darling as far as his points prop. What do you think about Jordan Poole?
I love Jordan Poole. I love Jordan Poole going back to his days in Michigan as well, man. I really like the kid. He's so young at 22, right?
Yeah.
And he's really coming, you know, he's really shining through. Like you said, you know, he was averaging what, 25 points in the preseason?
The preseason, yeah. I mean, this guy was on fire.
Yeah, and you know, good length, you know, for his size, right? Good length. I love his he has that and Steve Kerr does a good job, you know, kind of developing his players, but that, you know, high IQ is what I always value in players.
Yeah.
He seems to have that it factor, that high IQ, on court IQ that I love, right?
Yeah.
When Steph is, you know, on the bench, he's you know, he's taking control, and I like it. As you know, he's just a young 22-year-old young buck, right?
Yeah.
Jordan Poole. Yeah, absolutely. And if you're getting even odds, I love this even more, bro. If you're getting even odds,
yeah, even odds. So I think that, you know, the books are going to be adjusting for Jordan Poole. I think that, you know, because he's not a big glamour name like LeBron's or Westbrook's, Giannis's. the Steph Currys of the world. I think that you might be able to find some discounted prices on guys like Jordan Poole, who may have a significant, significant edge as far as their stat projection so far. You know, 18.5 points. I think that, you know, Jordan Poole can easily get 20 to 22 points tomorrow night for the Golden State Warriors in their opening game against the Los Angeles Lakers. John, let's take one final break. We'll come back. We'll introduce a new segment, and then we'll get to our best bets for tomorrow night. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. Low-cost treatments start at just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions, discreet packaging, and proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is key. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. keeps.com/SGP. Do you wish you could have had stock in a guy like Patrick Mahomes or Christian McCaffrey? Well, now, Prediction Strike makes that a real possibility. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. It's like Robinhood and DraftKings had a baby. Prediction Strike lets fans create portfolios of their favorite athletes so they can make money and get even closer to the game. Don't just bet on your favorite players, start investing in them. Simply download Prediction Strike's new and easy to use app from the App Store or sign up at PredictionStrike.com to create an account. Use promo code SGPNPROP, then deposit funds to buy, sell, and hold shares of your favorite players, just like you would real stocks. The value of players will change based upon game performance and supply and demand, and you can trade your shares of players at any time, as long as the player isn't currently in a game. Use promo code SGPNPROP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. Are you the best NBA bettor in the US? You can prove it on OddsCrowd, and they're free to join and play fantasy betting contest. There is a season-long NBA contest with $3,000 in cash up for grabs, as well as weekly $200 contests as well. Here's how it works. Once you enter a contest, you track your bets against real odds and lines, much like you would with any pick tracking app. The most profitable players rise up the leaderboard. If you have the highest profit at the end of the contest, you win. An OddsCrowd isn't just fantasy betting contest. It's a social app for sports bettors. Free to download, you can live group chat with other bettors, track your bets, set up private fantasy contests with your buddies, and much more. So download the app for free or go to OddsCrowd.com today. And last but not least, make sure to download the SGPN app. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming off of the break, let's do our best bets first before we get into that new segment that I'm excited about. John, I'll kick to you, man. From the three props, which one would you, let's say, put 2 units on for your 3 player props that you have?
Absolutely. My best prop bet is the first prop bet that, you know, I said, Drew Holiday, right? Holiday, my Bruin, my dog, over 6.5 assist, -134. Like I said, you know, I kind of highlighted it, right? Over the last 15, 16 games, he's hit this mark, entire playoff run, 19 of 23. I love this. Second year in the with the team, more comfortable. Let's effing go.
Let's go. I like that one. Drew Holiday, best bet, over 7.5 assists for John.
Six and a half.
Six and a half. Let's say that again. Drew Holiday, over 6.5 assists tomorrow night as John's best bet. You can probably shop around. You'll see it at -134, but we only pay the juice when it loses, and it's not going to lose. So there's that best bet season. Game number one of this season for Jong Lee. For my best bet, it's also going to be that first one I talked about with Giannis, man. Points plus rebounds over 41.5. You know, I'm not going to get into all the stats again, but I just think, you know, Giannis, it's going to be on primetime TV, right? You know, you're getting the banners, getting the championship banners putting up, you're getting your rings, you're still having to face one of the best, if not the best team in the Eastern Conference against the Brooklyn Nets, where you've had a lot of success against, right? And I think that Giannis is still going to want to let them know that, hey, I'm still one of the best players in the NBA. And not only that, also in the Eastern Conference. So I think, you know, Giannis should have a big game tomorrow night against the Nets. So for my best bet, again, Giannis points and rebounds combined over 41.5 points. So those are two best bets for you for opening night tomorrow night. Definitely excited for the NBA season. But I did want to introduce a non-gambling segment when Jong is going to be on for me. And I know Jong and myself and a lot of other guys in the Slack channel and even some of our listeners, you guys may be huge foodies. I think we talked about this on the last prop betting show that I had with Jong when we did the football Thursday night a couple weeks ago. I said, Jong, let's have a favorite restaurant of you in LA. So I messaged Jong this morning. I said, Jong, I want to introduce a new segment that has nothing to do with gambling. We'll keep it short. And I want you, every time you get on with me, to give out a local spot or a national spot, a food spot that everybody has to try. Now, I don't care what it is, if it's fine dining, if it's fast food, if it's a hole in the wall joint, if it's a food truck, just one place. Give me one every single week when you're on with me. So Jong, place number one, I hope you come out on fire with this. What do you got for the people?
All right, for the people, I got a food truck for you.
Okay.
This is out here in, you know, SoCal,
okay,
LA area. It's called Kogi Korean Barbecue, right? It's okay. A food truck. Kogi, K-O-G-I.
Okay.
Is just the Korean word for meat. It's just okay. A generic term for meat, right? But this is called Kogi Korean Barbecue. Thing I love about Kogi is it's a fusion of Korean and Mexican flavors, right?
Okay.
So the thing about this company when you know, back in the day about 10 years ago, it never really had a fixed location where it parked, right? So okay. It was always moving around. It was hard to kind of get to. You had to rely on word of mouth. I actually heard this, you know, from my coworker heard it from his friend. Mm-hmm. And so it was definitely hard to kind of go to. You know, you had to kind of go on Facebook, Twitter, you know, kind of figure out where they were at that day. But what I love about this place, it does have a brick and mortar establishment today. Okay. Now it does, right? It's out in West LA near Culver City. So it does have that going for them, but the one truck that it had like 10 years ago, now it's like three, four, five trucks out now.
Wow.
Right. So I love this place. Every time, you know, I do have a visitor come in, we do try to go to any of these truck stops, right?
Okay.
Back in the day, think about it, it was only one truck.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, the buzz that you hear about this place.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a unicorn because you could hardly get to it. I'm at work, I can't go. I'm at school, I can't go. So, you know, they did kind of change it around. They did kind of stop and park kind of near, you know, at night where the clubs were, right? And so okay. That's how you even more word spread out. But think about this. What did I say? I said Korean and Mexican flavors fused together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Korean barbecue combining with, you know, Mexican food elements. So you got your spicy pork tacos, right?
Okay.
You got your short rib tacos. That's my favorite, right?
Yeah.
They have Korean barbecue quesadillas, which I freaking love, right? So that combines, you know, your short ribs, your pork, quesadilla, topped off with salsa verde, salsa roja, salsa naranja. It's all over the, you know, it's
a fusion.
It's a fusion. I love this place. You know, you take your best, you know, I love short ribs, right? When I talk about Korean barbecue, I love, you know, pork belly, you know, short ribs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Korean barbecue, right?
Okay.
That's my generic term, over all-encompassing term for Korean barbecue. Now take that, put it in a taco. Take that, put it in a quesadilla.
Yeah.
That's what I love, right?
There you go.
Of course, they got, you know, other stuff for, you know, Kogi dog, which is kind of like a hot dog.
Mm.
And they got, you know, Kogi sliders, which is, you know, just short ribs on slider buns. So this is a simple concept, but it's a satisfying concept. I love Kogi barbecue food truck. Like I said, it has its store, but this is the truth, bro. This is
there you go. There you go. There you go. Jong bringing the fire. Kogi Korean barbecue food truck in SoCal. We have one brick and mortar store, you said, and then we still have 4 and 5 food trucks that are kind of spread out throughout, you know, Los Angeles. So definitely if you're out in LA, which I know a lot of people are always going to the West Coast, going to LA, check out Jong's first recommendation, Kogi Korean barbecue. Jong will be giving us food tips all season long. A little fun. We got to have a little fun on the show, right, Jong? We got to give the people, you know, some food places, gambling and food. That's what we care about, right?
Yeah, man. If you know me, you know that, you know, I've never missed a meal in my life, right?
Nope. And no, so, sir.
The food is so, so huge for me, right? I can't get enough of it, right? So
yeah,
I love this place, and I look forward, you know, to more, you know, podcast episodes where, you know, 100%. I lay down some knowledge for you guys here.
Yes, sir. So that will bring us to the end of the NBA edition of the PropCast, the first edition of the NBA season. So we got two best bets for you, 6 total prop bets. Hopefully we come out in the positive tomorrow night and we hit our best bets. Jong dropping the first go-to spot as far as food spots in LA. I'm sure he's going to come up with a lot more. The man has been all over the country. He sent a lot of pictures in the Slack channel about him traveling across the country, driving through all these places and eating food. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. So with that being said, Jong, thank you so much for joining, my man. Let the people know where they can find you and anything else you want to plug, bud.
Absolutely. I can be found on Twitter at NikeMVic7. But really, you can find me on our Slack channel, right? Slack.
Yep.
Our Slack channel has many different channels. It ranges from UFC, tennis, you know, football. You know, we got our Fat Guy Food channel, of course, as well, which is you were talking about, where I post my picks. So really find me there, right? I'm there all freaking day.
There you go. There's Jong the man. Find him on Twitter, as he mentioned. Also join the Slack channel, sg.pn/Slack. Like Jong mentioned, so many different channels in there, ranging from all the sports. And we have a Fat Guy Food Aisle channel there where we just talk about what we're having for breakfast, lunch, dinner, recipes, things to cook on the grill, how to cook it. A lot of great guys in that channel and all across the SGPN Slack channel. So definitely check us out there. Make sure you get over to the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So much content dropping every single day, from fantasy football to MMA, UFC, golf, college football, NFL, as always. Different type of articles, teasers, my referee report, prop bets, so much happening on SGPN. Make sure to check out the website. And also oddscrowd.com. Get there, sign up for the $3,000 NBA contest, season-long contest. The winner at the end of it will be $3,000 richer. I will be joining that contest as well as some other guys from SGPN. So definitely head over to oddscrowd.com. Check out the NBA contest there. With that being said, Jong, again, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Jong will be back again next week. We'll go through more player props. Till then, good luck with your bets tomorrow night. Let's cash some player prop bets. Let's break the books off and let it ride.